So this is the Art Drysdale vignette. Perennials for shade, number 2, 3, 2, 1. My discussion of perennials that grow well in shady conditions has had to be continued. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More on these after this. 3, 2, 1. One of the most popular of old perennials is Bleeding Heart, with heart-shaped pink flowers in May and June. For those seeking the unusual, there is also a vigorous all-white flowering variety. Bleeding Hearts do far better planted in at least partial shade and need very little care. Many shade-loving perennials like extremely moist soil conditions. If you don't have a garden pond, think of installing one, or at least providing a thick mulch to retain soil moisture. The globe flowers, or Trolleus, with bright yellow flowers in spring are a good example. They will tolerate even total shade if there's good moisture. Siberian Iris, with a wide range of flower colors in spring, is another with similar desires, as is the cardinal flower that blooms later in the season. Still another moisture-loving but not demanding plant is the spiderwort, or Tradescantia. These have long, grass-like foliage with flowers and colors of white through pink to blue and purple from June to August. If it's a low-growing ground cover plant that you wish for your shady area, there's a good selection. Remember, as with all perennials, the plant's foliage disappears for the winter. The most aggressive of perennial ground covers that will grow anywhere is goutweed. Its foliage is a nice mix of light green and white, and it has white spikes of flowers in early June. It doesn't like to dry out. Another genus of low growers is the bugleflowers, or ajuga, in several foliage colors including purple, variegated burgundy, and green splashed with cream. I'm Art Drysdale.